Hi, you're listening to the AgroCast. This is Ray Brules.
And this is David Hades Becker.
And we are talking about San Diego Comic-Con. This is our part two. We did part one last week. And this week, we are just going to kind of go back over some of the things we've got rolling in, because we've had some more activations, some more panels. Also to talk about some of the stuff in San Diego in the Gaslamp District.
Yeah, because there's plenty to do down there. Like on, if you have split days that you go into the convention, because not everybody is able to get a five day pass. So you might have a day where you're there Thursday and Friday, but have Saturday you got to burn before you get back to Sunday. So it's good to know little things around there to go do, especially since there's more news coming out for some of the places outside of town also doing, not like specific Comic-Con stuff, but extended hours or things, because everybody's going to be there.
Let's go ahead and get into some of the activations and panels. Any that you have seen that you're super excited about?
Well, I know we teased it in part one, and then while we were recording, got the email coming in. Peacemaker is going to be out there with Peace Fest 2025.
Woo!
To help promote the season two of the show, as well as give everybody a fun experience to go in and kind of, there's a merch section for a vigilante. Heart Court's going to have a bar. You can get a photo op with Eagly. Like, they're going to actually have a real eagle there to take a picture with.
And there's a couple of bands playing, I think.
I don't remember the name of the bands, but there's so much news coming in.
Foxy something. Yeah, it's great to see that they're actually going to be doing Peace Fest. When we hadn't seen anything, they weren't going to do anything for Superman, and then all of a sudden, here he comes with Peacemaker.
Yeah, the rumor became true while we were recording. And then not only that, they're doing a big panel. James Gunn's going to be out there. And then one of the days, John Cena's going to be at Peace Fest doing autographs and a meet and greet with everybody. So we have that offsite cropped up a little bit more. We had more news coming out about the alien Earth activation they're doing, and it seems like it's going to be a weird two-parter where from 11 till 4, I think it is, it's going to be kind of a just general walkthrough, take some photos, see some set pieces, and kind of get the vibe of the show.
And then
after the lights go down, it turns into alien Earth code red, and you've got it sounds like it's an escape room as well as like a whole like kind of horror activation that goes with it, on top of doing all the photo stuff and all that on top. So,
yeah, it sounds like FX is really pulling out the stops for that Alien Earth, which I hadn't seen anything about until I started seeing the stuff roll in for Comic-Con.
Well, I'd seen a couple of things, but it was like such minor things. Like at the IGN, there was a little photo booth where they had like a screen that had a face hugger that was flopping around behind you. That was it. And like giving out little buttons. And now Comic-Con's coming out. I'm like, okay, hold our beer.
We've seen some more stuff about Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, the massive Hall H panel, and they're doing a fan screening pretty much all day of Thursday as well.
Yeah, it's like three different times.
Yeah, and it's if I'm looking at it correctly, I'm pretty sure it's there's one at 10 to like noon or something like that, and then 1 to 3. And I think I mentioned this before we start recording, there's a weird gap. Then the Toxic Avenger panel happens in Hall H. And then the final fan showing happens at 10 p.m.
And they were advertising that each one of those instances, there was going to be some special guest.
Yeah, with the 10 p.m. one having a very special guest, you kind of assume who those special guests are going to be based on the cast list and everything that's going to be at the panel. So
I'm holding out hope that the 10 o'clock is Peter Dinklage.
I'm almost certain Peter Dinklage is going to be at that one. That one is probably going to have the executive producer, the director, Peter Dinklage, and all the other major roles in the show. Whereas throughout the day, they'll probably have other random people that have worked on the movie show up and kind of hype everybody up. And they're also doing like giveaways during it. So
another panel that I saw come up was something about the Jason universe.
Yeah, the Jason universe, where there's the giant anniversary going, I want to say it's like 40 years now. And then there's the new Crystal Lake TV show they're pushing out there.
Yeah, which I guess there's going to be some kind of sneak peek or special message about that during the panel.
Yeah, which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because that's going on Friday, like 5:30 to 6:30.
Yeah.
And then Marvel Rivals. I just keep getting emails about Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, Marvel Rivals is coming out strong.
But a lot of their stuff isn't in the convention center proper. It's over at the Marriott.
Yeah, so the Marriott, which is just right next door to the convention, and there's a huge gaming area over there anyways. Like Nintendo, for the last many years, has kind of had the ballroom rented out to show off all the new Nintendo stuff. I don't think they're doing that this year. I haven't seen anything for that. But then Marvel Rivals has stepped up and like we're doing signings, we're doing gameplay tournaments, all sorts of stuff over there.
And I've seen some of the art for some of the Marvel Rival characters, And it's pretty cool. I was a little thrown off at first. I saw Galactus, and it's this kind of cheesecake gal dressed up as Galactus. But I guess they're going to have a bunch of the voice actors and a bunch of the artists and things there doing signings.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of cool if you're into Marvel Rivals. Adult Swim.
Yeah, Adult Swim. So they're kicking it off like they do every year, where they're going to have Purring Pirate Party out back, where they're going to take over the entire back with their own carnival like they normally do every year. Showing off things for like Rick and Morty, Solar Opposites, all their TV shows they're bringing out there, as well as have a pirate themed party out back.
Yeah, at the Green.
Yeah, the Green, which is that area right behind the conventions.
Have you seen anything for the Voodoo Ranger or the boats?
Yeah, the Voodoo Ranger's doing their boat again, where they have the pirate ship out back and they're showing off the random beers they have. And so it's a smaller, kind of like a little more intimate affair. Obviously, you can only get so many people on a pirate ship. You can hop on and drink some beer on a pirate ship. And that's going to be out back as well, where the Green is at for Adult Swim, as well as the Abbott Elementary giant block party they're doing.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we can possibly get into the Abbott Elementary. I know you were really excited about it.
I wasn't until I binged that show. And then on top of that, I watched the crossover episode they did again so they did the one in the Abbott Elementary, very first show for It's Always Sunny, was the crossover episode, and it hit. It slapped so hard.
Did Raccoon Piss come up again?
It did.
Nice.
And it makes more sense watching the second half. Why? And it's so good. But on top of that, that's all back there. And then I want to say somebody's building a floating barge out there to do a different carnival.
Oh.
And it's like a mobile game. Battlestar, so it's like some weird just mobile game that I've seen on.
Yeah, I had a notification come in my email about a game that I hadn't heard of that they were trying to solicit, you know, media to come check out.
Yeah, I got a bunch of those as well, and I was trying to piece it together, and I just dug into their press release, and this, I saw a bunch of like rumors online because there's like a bunch of permits that showed up where they're trying to get a floating dirigible out back. And people are trying to figure out what that is. Because I remember there was one year they did something for the TV show Wrecked. And they did the same thing where they built a desert island for people to go be on the crashed island. But this one, they're doing it enough to where they could build a small little carnival to show off their mobile game and do all of their little activations out there.
And then Dan Aykroyd is going to be out for a graphic novel about the Blues Brothers.
Yes, I saw that.
And that is going on in the Indigo Ballroom. It's not Hall H. I thought it was going to be in Hall H, but
Indigo Ballroom is like I want to say it's probably the third biggest. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like usually it's Hall H, Ballroom 20, then Indigo Ballroom are like the big ones, which brings it back to the original thing we brought up. Every year at the Werewolf, they do the Ghostbusters get together.
So
it'd be interesting to see, since Dan Aykroyd will be out there, if he's going to actually show up and participate, because they're doing the massive charity event that they've been doing where they did it out in New York at the firehouse and everything. So it'd be interesting to see if they bring that to San Diego, because that'd be the perfect place.
And a plug for the Werewolf, because that place has an amazing breakfast menu.
It really, I think, what was it last year? We went there almost every day.
Yeah.
And as well, like, I think two of the days it was because we went by and the places we wanted to go to were closed. But we still were like, hey, the Werewolf's here, let's go. And it did not disappoint at all.
Yeah, and it's really fun because the wait staff always dresses up for whatever theme for the day that they've picked. And so it's really kind of cute to see what they've dressed up as.
Yeah, like a bunch of places down there do that, where they tell their employees to dress up. And so sometimes you see people who are like, oh, I'm going to grab whatever I can get from Spirit Halloween. But the Werewolf, they're like, no, we have themes. And yeah, you get a couple of people who show up wearing the Spirit Halloween type things. But there's been other people that they show up and are like, no, I'm bringing my A game. Because I can't go to Comic-Con, but I'm going to be serving the people this entire time. So I want to look as good as they are.
Have you noticed that there's a lot of comic book artists and writers showing up for panels?
Yeah, I've seen a lot more of the smaller comic book artists and all that stuff kind of showing up.
I was really kind of surprised by some of the notifications I was getting for that. And then I saw that Bandai Namco was doing a bunch of collectible stuff. They were trying to push that out.
Well, yeah, because there's the new, and this is, I think, a permanent fixture down in San Diego as well, down the Gas Lamp. There's the Pac-Man Cafe. And that opened up, I want to say, like 2 weeks ago from when we were recording this. And they're kind of, like, they want to say it's a soft opening. And their big first opening is going to be during Comic-Con for obvious reasons. And it's just a Pac-Man themed cafe that's just right in the little heart area of that place.
And we saw an email come through for Gen V.
Yeah, we saw it for Gen V. Like, Gen V is doing something, as well as not anything for the boys, but it's the same people, same company that's doing for Twisted Metal. Like it's Sony for some reason, which is weird since it's an Amazon show.
So Sunday, Hall H.
Oh, you're coming out the big guns.
I'm swinging it out.
Oh, you're swinging big. Not for the other big important thing that happened Sunday.
Well, okay. If we're gonna roll it back.
Well, for me, the bigger announcement is GWAR, or at least some of the members of GWAR are going to be there to show off their new comic book on Sunday. But I know that's probably not the big one you're talking about where...
I'm talking about, and it wasn't even the big name, it was the other name. So, for those who don't know, George Lucas is coming to Comic-Con first time ever. It's going to be on Sunday in Hall H, but Guillermo del Toro, who I love... is going to be there, as well as it's being moderated by Queen Latifah.
Yeah, it's a weird star-studded thing for pretty much everybody. I don't know a single person that would be kind of left out.
Yeah, it's the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, and so he's coming out for this. And the award-winning artist Doug Ching is going to be there, and it's going to really dive into this museum that they're opening and advertising that and diving into narrative art and what that even means.
Right. And it's so interesting that he's coming out for George Lucas has never been to Comic-Con for anybody who's listening. This will be the first time ever. And it's interesting he's coming out for that over any of the billion other things he could have shown up for.
I guess it shows how much he really cares about this project, especially since it's got his name on it.
Yeah, right. Well, but at the same time, you would figure anything LucasArts did in the past has his name on it, and I don't think obviously he's never shown up for any of that, and I've done many Star Wars video game stuff out there.
Yeah, but this is like, you know, when you open a library, like you put your name on it, you gotta cut the ribbon. To roll it back into some more mainstream or not as big as George Lucas, did you see The Strangers Part 2?
Yeah, I saw The Strangers Part 2 is going to have a panel as well as kind of like a mini screening of everything.
But sadly, that was on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's on Thursday also when they're doing the Five Nights at Freddy's. And Five Nights at Freddy's 2 movie. And it's kind of like going back to back. And those are Five Nights is in Hall H. And Strangers is in Ballroom 20. So it's like those two locations are just going to be hammered.
I wish there wasn't so much stuff on Thursday. They really front-loaded, I feel like, this year.
Oh, exactly. Because like even looking at our schedule, it's like we have the King of the Hills new seasons coming out. And they're doing a giant backyard barbecue. So we have that like first thing in the morning. And then right after that, we have the Twisted Metal bumper cars we're doing. And that just kind of like feed into it one after another. And we're not going to have much of a stop until the Toxic Avenger Hall H panel, and then right into the fandom party.
Oh, yeah. The fandom party is going to be pretty lit.
Oh, yeah. With everything I've seen so far, it's not only just All American Rejects, but Code Vein 2 is going to be out there. The Epic Universe is going to be out there showing off stuff, which is going to be also the Universal Monsters thing.
And all they've been advertising a lot of photo ops and experiences there.
Yeah. Well, that it's also fun to, because me and Janet did it last year. Some of the just random vendors you run into, because we ran into the people from Z2 Comics, and they do pretty much every musician who has a comic book out there, from GWAR to Weird Al to, I think All American Rejects has one. They're the ones who publish all these comic books, and they're just kind of out there chilling and hanging out and talking to people.
That's
kinda,
really
kind of pushing us all.
Yeah, that's great to have an opportunity to go and talk to people.
Yeah.
Again, talking about Thursday, I saw that Ballroom 20 was going to have the Dragon Prince, the next arc.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, man, because anyone who's a Avatar The Last Airbender fan that really likes that stuff, they're also doing an autograph signing with the series creator. Yeah, I wish so much stuff wasn't on Thursday. It really makes it hard to try to pack everything in.
It really does. But at the same time, like for the Airbender thing, while it's having that one big thing, I know they're doing something over at Petco Park where it builds into the Magic the Gathering thing, which we spoke on in the last one.
Yep.
But that's all been like fully confirmed that's going to be over at Petco and does not require anything other than to be down in the downtown San Diego area.
The other game that I kept getting stuff for was Brawl Stars.
That's the one that's talking about doing the floating thing out back.
Okay. Yeah, because Brawl Stars originally, they were going to have their con panel, Welcome to Star Park, on Friday, and that's like between 2 to 3 in room 6 BCF. And I had never heard of this.
From what I've seen, it looks like it's a small little mobile game. and they're just trying to push it really hard. Like last year, there was the new Marvel. It was another Marvel game that came out specifically on Android. And that's why they had the giant Ferris wheel and all that kind of stuff out there. And it was like, you download the game and you get to ride the Ferris wheel for free. And it was them pushing. It was Google Play was trying to push it a bit more.
The other game one that I saw, which I was again confused. Pudgies. Pudgy Party. It's Pudgy Penguins.
Yeah, it's a weird, I want to say it's like a weird blockchain game. Because I remember seeing some of that stuff and it just seemed dated, but at the same time, an interesting way to push that forward at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
There's also a small thing. They're also doing like a weird after party.
Yep, they're doing their after party on Friday at Bait.
Yeah.
Co-hosted with Mythical Games.
Yeah, it was the Mythical Games that like, caught my eye on that. But I think that's the actual developer of everything.
I was like, what the heck is this? And then I saw Rob Liefeld is again going to be at Comic-Con because they're doing a Youngbloods.
Yeah, I saw the Youngbloods. They're doing that, which is a massive shift from him being out there every year for Deadpool.
Yeah.
He finally gets a break from Deadpool.
Well, and Liefeld gets so much flack. He's gotten flack for decades because of not only his art style, but then sometimes he has clashes with whoever publishers he's working with at the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes he gets a bad rap for some of that. It gets overblown. Mm-hmm. But it's cool that he's going to be out there.
Yeah, which speaking of Friday, there's a ton of stuff going on Friday. Because I want to say it feels like when all of the big animation stuff's going down. Because I was looking through the list of everything. Like I think the day I have planned out starts out with Resident Alien in the morning, which isn't animation. But again, based on a comic book turned into a live show. But that's also the same day where you have the Rick and Morty panel, Solar Opposites, I want to say like Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, Futurama, all that stuff is happening the same day.
Well, and I pointed out to you earlier when we were talking about Friday from 12 to 1:30, Stern, the pinball company, is hosting Cold Slither.
Yes.
A band based off of Cobra. Members of from G.I. Joe, the Cobra. So it's Zoltan and a bunch of his Ripper, Torch, and Buzzer. Evidently, these are all performers from established bands, but they are stepping in the persona of this Cobra band.
Kind of like when they were Metalocalypse was pushing Death Clock, and they would have like the actual performers, so it wasn't just Brendan Small playing all the instruments. And they had a bunch of like, performers from other bands taking on the roles for a little bit. That sounds interesting as hell.
Well, and they're going to be doing limited edition box sets and signed prints and things like that. It could be really cool. Not something I had ever really thought about, but then it just kind of crossed my radar.
Yeah, and I believe most of that's going to happen over in the Marriott, where you just kind of need to show up. You don't need a badge or anything like that to go in there. Because they have the giant pinball room in general. I think Stern's usually in the back where they're showing off whatever new system they have.
Which they're doing a 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Yeah, which interesting, since that pinball machine came out 2 years ago, I think. So it's like, are you guys just slapping a sticker on? How are you changing it up to make it?
Well, I think they're probably going to slap something on there, but it's also the first time Jaws has been available to play it.
No, we played it there 2 years ago.
Oh.
Because we did the one year we did the Venom one, and then literally the next year was the Jaws one. And then the year after that was, they were working into the D&D one.
Yeah, because I remember the D&D one, and I remember the Venom one. I didn't remember the Jaws. But I love, I keep telling Juliet that when I graduate with my master's, I want a pinball machine. And so we've been hemming and hawing about, okay, well, maybe the D&D, it's super cool.
Yeah, the D&D one looks really cool.
Come to Vegas, we have the Pinball Museum. Has-Been Hotel has a sing-along.
Yeah, I saw that, and which is interesting, because usually, like, I want to say that it's taking up the slot where they normally do the Dr. Horrible sing-along. So it feels bad that Dr. Horrible feels like it's kind of getting pushed aside.
But like the series creator, the composer, it's being hosted by Chandler Poling, not somebody I'm familiar with, unfortunately. Yeah, so there's just all these little things popping up.
Yeah, and it's all over, and like some of them, yeah, you need the badge if you want to go to any of the stuff, like any of the big panels, like the Hall H, Ballroom 20, or any of the other stuff. Like we mentioned, like the Jason things in a smaller room, but you still need a badge for that. But you know, the Brawl game you talked about, that's mostly going to be out back or over at the Marriott. Same thing with like Stern Pinball and almost all the activations we spoke about, like the Paramount Lodge, that one's still going on out in the middle of the gas lamp. Same thing with Peace Fest, and those all have standby lines that you can just hop in. Granted, you're going to be waiting most of the day, but if you want to do it, most of the time, it's a fun experience to go through.
I'm sitting here looking at the press releases as we're chatting. And you're right. For Outlander, Gen Z, Twisted Metal, The Boys, all of these things, Sony pushing it.
Yeah, it's Sony pushing it, not Amazon, which is an interesting take on it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Amazon's not the one really pushing that forward, but all of this is branded Sony.
Yeah, like I think the only thing Amazon's pushing is they have their audiobook thing that's going to take over like a small building across the street. And that's just to push some of like the new audiobooks they have coming out. Nothing major.
I'm hoping that I can get into the Gen V. I tried to email them and ask if they had press seating. It could be really cool. Then of course, Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
The bumper cars is going to be great. The panel is going to have a bunch of stars. Of course, Anthony Mackie. But I don't know if it's going to be how hard it's going to be to get into Hall H this year.
Yeah. Well, some people I've seen say it could be walk right in. Other people it could be like you have to wait days.
Yeah. And there are a lot of times that we've walked by and they've had those giant tents where people are standing in line for days.
Yeah. Like I have a feeling those tents are going to be used specifically for Sunday because I guarantee everybody's going to get in for George Lucas. But like the first big one I remember seeing for Hall H is going to be the Toxic Avenger. That doesn't feel to me like I hope the movie does well. I hope it branches off and it does amazing things and deserve the Hall H. But hearing that, that doesn't sound like a Hall H panel, because that's usually like, here's the next Iron Man movie, or here's the next, you know, giant DC movie that's coming out.
And just remember, if you're out there standing in the heat and waiting in line, here at AgroGamer, we've got a motto, hydration is fun.
Yes, hydration is fun. we're working on getting shirts for that. Yes, hydrate, stay shaded, sunscreen's your friend.
Yeah, please don't die.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until somebody passes out.
It should be the number one rule that we see in all the tabletop and live action role playing games. If you're not having fun, why are you doing this?
Wow, we could have just ended it right there.
We could have. But there's still so much we could have talked about.
Yep. And so we were going to talk about Gaslamp. We were going to talk about some of the things that aren't necessarily activations when you're running around town.
Yeah, because there's fun little things to do all throughout town, and the hotels are. They just have things going on everywhere, at every restaurant, every store. Just everything has something, because they obviously they're going to make a ton of money the entire weekend, so they want to draw everybody in, but they've enjoyed embracing how much the Comic-Con fans and just kind of the nerddom and takes over the area.
Well, and you get to see so many amazing cosplayers. You get to see the Kirk and Spock, who are always out there.
Yeah, like the authentic looking ones.
And they've been out there forever.
Yeah, I want to say it's like, I think last time we saw them, they had like one of those 30-year badges or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and then I saw 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Deadpool was driving around in one of those open air cars with Harlequin.
Yeah, I remember seeing
blasting music.
Yeah. And I want to say it looked like it was the same car that they used for the Joker in really the Juggalo version of the Joker in Suicide Squad, not the Suicide Squad.
Just as a little disclaimer, always consent. You see a cosplayer, ask for their permission to take their picture. Don't get touchy feely. You know, be respectful. Yeah. We here at AgroGamer love our cosplayers, and we want to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, and if you're ever worried, just know they want the picture. They want you, cause at the same time, you're showing it off. But as long as you're respectful, they'll love it even more.
And ask them for their Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, share it, tag them in it, because that helps amplify them as an artist. And it gets you some traction, too, because people will be looking at your picture.
Yeah, exactly. You can get some cross-promotion and all that stuff, and you could maybe get your viral moment, as well as help out some cosplayer who's been trying to get in, like, the Masquerade or the Her Universe events.
Oh, yeah. Her Universe events are huge, but they're hard to get into.
Yeah.
There are so many amazing eateries down in the Gaslamp as well. But the problem with that is you've got to be really careful because a lot of them take reservations. And folks have started booking up things as quickly as they can as they're working out their individual schedules. So something to be mindful of when you're out there. Now, some restaurants we've been able to walk in and it's maybe been like a 15-20 minute wait. And then other restaurants, it's taken us a fair bit of time to get into. But of course, we always bring up Werewolf, like we did earlier in this podcast, just because it's like a staple.
It's a staple, not only for us, but just kind of the area. And at the same time, I don't think we've ever had to wait more than 10 minutes to get in there. I mean, there was a while we were doing the garage, which was like right next to there. But unless they've changed up this year, for some reason, they're not open until Saturday and Sunday.
It was so weird. We wanted to change it up from the Werewolf. But yeah, their hours are always so weird.
Yeah. It's like we showed up at 11 a.m. on a Friday and they're closed. And I'm like, this feels like prime time. You should be open. You guys serve breakfast and everybody's heading down for breakfast.
And, you know, if you're more upscale dining, there's the Butcher's Cut Steakhouse. Mm. There's the Chop House, Fogo de Chao, a bunch of different places.
What was the Brazilian place we went to last year?
The Brazilian one that we went to was that they've got two of the three named.
Because I know it wasn't like a Texas Day Brazil, but it was something like
that. Yeah.
But that's down there. If you want to go really vintage, the bar that they filmed all the scenes from the original Top Gun is down there right across the street from the Marriott. So you can always go down there, although I'm pretty sure that place is packed all the time because they have a bunch of banners saying, hey, Top Gun was filmed here. And everybody goes there so they can have that.
And then there's like Tacos El Gordo, Melting Pot. So
there's tons of places that you can just kind of like Bubs is another big staple we've gone to. That's kind of like just a sports bar to walk into.
I can't remember the name of the Irish place.
I can't remember the name of it either, but I remember walking by it and just like every time, like, there it is right there. Let's go.
Yep.
And yeah.
The food was always good.
Yeah, it's always good. And if you're not looking for restaurants, there is a Ralph's or a Smith's, whichever, wherever you're from in the country. It's just a giant grocery store you can go into and buy snacks. And they've also kind of leaned into catering for Comic-Con as well, where they'll have quick snack boxes you can like walk in and grab. And it feels kind of like one of those box lunches you would get at a convention. So you can walk in, grab one of those. It is California, so do know if you go there, you're either going to have to pay for your bags or bring your own bag in. So don't expect to go in there, buy a bunch of bottles of water, and then have something to carry it out unless you have your own bag.
But you know, you get a free bag with Comic-Con.
You do get a free bag at Comic-Con the first day you're allowed to go in. So if you've only got a Friday pass, that gives you 2 days, like Wednesday and Thursday, where you might not have a bag. So just plan ahead and make sure you have it. But if you're going to Ralph's or any kind of anywhere else down there.
But Ralph's is pretty much a staple. Like anybody who's gone to Comic-Con knows about Ralph's because it is such a great place to be able to pop in and buy something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the number of times we just popped in. It's like we need a bottle of water and a bottle of juice. And you're not paying convention prices where you're paying $15 for a bottle. You're paying your normal grocery store prices.
For those who are trying to stretch their pennies, that's a great way. And there are a lot of the hotels have fridges and things like that, so you can maybe stash some stuff away.
Yeah. Like there was one year I went with somebody, and they were really pinching their pennies. And we like the first night we were there, we went to Ralph's. They bought a bunch of sandwich meat and bread because that was going to be their meals for the entire week. And we had a fridge, and that's exactly what he did. And he paid like $20 to eat the entire time we were there.
Not bad, especially if you want to turn around and spend some money on merch.
Yes. And boys, there are going to be merch out there for everything.
They are always so big on merch. And it's not just the exclusives, the stuff that you have to sign up for.
Yeah, it's everything. Like I think we joked about this last year where it felt like even some of the offsites felt like themed stores to go into, like the Shaun of the Dead one, where they took over the bar. We walked in and it was like, oh, look, we're in the Winchester. What can we do here besides the two photo ops? You can buy a bunch of merch.
Yep.
And that was about it. And then there was the other one we did for the D&D where it's like, oh, hi, everybody. Here's some candy. Want to buy some merch?
Yeah, that was Super 7.
Yeah, Super 7, which yep. I think they're doing Godzilla this year.
Yep, they're doing Godzilla. Super 7 was really good the D&D year because they had a lot of D&D merch. But yeah, a lot of these activations, they're not really activations. They're just glorified merch shops.
But it seems this year, like, and this is specifically for the Peacemaker one because before we started recording, I got an email. There's going to be a merch shop in there, but that's not the focus of it. It's one of those, you can come in, you can check out these bands, you can check out there's a bar, there's a bunch of other themed things, and then there's a merch store on your way out if you want to do that. So, and that kind of feels like the same way they're doing with, I think South Park is doing the same thing, where you can come in and do all the stuff for South Park. I want to say Twisted Metal is going to do the same thing when you're done with your bumper cars. There's going to be a little merch area on the way out, so you can buy little things after. Don't quote me on that, but that's what it feels like.
Usually somebody's got some kind of tie-in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think even the Alien one, I don't think you have to buy it, but they're giving out themed lunchbox. Like, lunchbox is not as in, like, the actual carrying thing, but, like, box lunches.
Oh.
Based on another thing that's being tied into them. I can't remember the name of the company, but it's one of those meal order companies, and they're giving out samples of their
like
stuff.
Like HelloFresh or Factor
yeah,
or something
like that. But the food inside the box is themed around Alien, and also to kind of show what they offer up as their service.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good tie-in because anytime you're watching YouTube material, almost invariably somebody that you're watching will either be sponsored by Factor or some of those companies.
Yeah.
So it's great to see them expand their footprint. All right, we've covered a fair bit. Also know that there is still going to be stuff. I always like to do the whole projection thing. We know there's going to be stuff rolling in. Is there anything that you haven't seen that you're hoping that we'll get something from in the next week?
Oh man, that's a rough one. Honestly, anything gaming. there has been such a lack of outside of like major gaming. I want to say besides Marvel Rivals, I've only seen one other game. The new Painkiller is coming out there, and I haven't seen anything else. Everything else has been like smaller things or pushing older brands. But I can't really think of anything that would work well for a Comic-Con outside of one of the other Marvel games, because there's still the Wolverine video game that hasn't come out. I'd love to see that. The Deadpool VR game, I'd love to see that.
There's like a remastered Neverwinter Nights 2.
Yeah.
That's being pushed. I got an email about that the other day. Yeah, but there isn't a whole lot of gaming stuff. Other than like there is the gaming area where you can go and play D&D. We talked about that in the last podcast. But in terms of video games, there's the mobile game. There's Marvel Rivals, which is, again, a mobile game. But
yeah, maybe Konami will show up and they'll bring out some of the stuff they had out at the Anime Con for Silent Hill. That would be amazing. Other than that,
You know what I'm surprised we haven't seen anything for? And I just watched the preview today. Stranger Things last season.
Right, exactly. Like Netflix isn't showing off anything, not even like Squid Game, kind of promoting that kind of stuff. I haven't seen anything from Netflix, and that would be, especially because they could do an easy D&D tie-in for Stranger Things out there. But I haven't seen anything from them on that.
Yeah, and being it's their last season,
yeah,
man, what a great way to send them off if they had done something at Comic-Con.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Well, I guess another thing I'm kind of expecting to see out there now, because I've seen posters show up, the second Mortal Kombat movie. There's been a couple of teaser posters out there, and they've shown Carl Urban as Johnny Cage a few times, but nothing directly for Comic-Con. It's just timing-wise, it's all happening this week before, so it kind of feels like maybe there's going to be a surprise of that. But I haven't seen any press releases saying that. So
yeah, there are still a few things I wish like, would pop up.
What would you want to see out there as a surprise?
So the Stranger Things was really, because I love that show. I really had hoped that they would have done something. We know they're going to do something for the Thunderbolts, which mm-hmm. David Harbour, I'm a huge fan. The Red Guardian, hello.
Yeah, I think they're going to be out at Petco, not Petco Park, I think over behind the Omni Hotel. And they're promoting the DVD release of the Thunderbolts movie, but also giving out free ice cream.
So I'm gonna try to go hit up some free ice cream. You know what would have been great had they done a tie-in with Wheaties.
Oh, that would have been amazing to give out little boxes of Wheaties.
We could be the heroes on the Wheaties box.
Oh man, they could have done a scavenger hunt where it's like you find multiple people, whereas you have each of the individual characters on a different little tiny school Wheaties boxes.
Yeah,
got to collect them all.
Or even trading cards that look like the Wheaties box. But yeah
exactly.
Something.
Well, because I think The Long Walk is kind of doing something like that, as well as It Welcome to Derry. They're going to have people around handing out posters throughout the entire area for The Long Walk. It's a different character on each poster for the movie. And then they're handing out themed ice cream for It Welcome to Derry, with people dressed up like Pennywise and other horror creatures from the show.
They all float down here.
Exactly. So, which you can just experience that being downtown in just downtown San Diego.
If you're there. And somebody is doing the, I almost called them rickshaws, but the.
There are kind of rickshaws, like little pedicabs.
Yeah.
Those are going to be based on Welcome to Derry as well. They're going to have, I think some of them have big shade canopies. They're going to have Pennywise kind of like hunching over you to give you the shade.
And it's always fun to see when they're doing stuff like that, because it was one year they had Borderlands.
Yes.
They had a bunch of guys out there dressed up for that, handing out stuff. There was the Haunted Museum. They had the ghosts.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun as you're walking around Gaslamp, the stuff you can possibly come across.
Yeah, and again, all of this, but most of this is going to be free outside of spending your time. I will say with the pedicabs, you do have to be careful on those. They're going to be free during the day. After a certain point, Warner Brothers isn't paying for the Pennywise one, you know. So it's going to swap over and be like, now it's on the actual pedicab driver to charge you.
And be sure to ask what they're going to charge, because, they'll try to rake you over the coals.
Yeah, because I had that happen one year where I was out there for, it was like Game of Thrones. So I was like in the back of it, and I was sitting on the Iron Throne as the pedicab driver was driving. And then I did that to the location I was going to. I was going to use it the same service to get back. I hopped in and they're like, it's going to be $20 to get back. And I'm like, I'll just walk a quarter mile instead. Thank you. Because it was like 9 o'clock at night when the weather is perfect out there. I'm like, I'll just walk amongst the people and enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the pricing scheme changes.
Yeah.
But you always have to be careful when you're out there and in the evening, just to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah. But in general, if you're just down like the main streets down there, It's going to feel like a mini Mardi Gras for everywhere, because everybody's still going to be in cosplay. Everybody's still having a good time, even though they're not in the conventions. They're going to have little people. Like, there was the one year we saw a bunch of clickers from The Last of Us walking around.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of group ones to show off, like, yeah, we've been walking on the floor all day, or this is not the costume I'm going to wear out in the beating sun of the day, but I'm going to put all this on to show it off. And you'll run into that stuff randomly, and they're just out there to have a good time. You have some panhandlers, like the guy who threw the Pokeball at me, force me to give a donation to something. But you'll run into those, but at the same time, almost everybody else is down there just to have a good time and show off their craft. And again, just kind of have like a mini nerd Mardi Gras.
Just be mindful, be thoughtful of your fellow con goer, and for the locals, because they still have to live there.
Yeah.
So don't make a mess, don't throw shit around.
Because we want to keep coming back.
Yeah. All right, well, this has been our Comic-Con Part 2, kind of talking about the other panels and the Gas Lamp District and the things you can do in San Diego.
Before we do a full sign-off, I just want to mention, while we're on the floor, we're not going to be able to do like a traditional podcast, so keep an eye out for some of that. We're going to try to do maybe some live-type content, so it'll be a little less oriented as we have in these traditional podcasts, but we're going to try to keep giving you live updates while we're out there.
Yep. So stay tuned for like YouTube and some other
YouTube, Instagram, all that. Maybe TikTok will dip into that.
But you might have to watch us eat breakfast as we talk to you.
Yes.
But we hope to run into folks there at Comic-Con. And if you see us and you recognize us, go ahead and say hello. We don't bite hard. But yeah. All right. This is Ray.
This is David.
And we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the AgroCast Resurrected, the official podcast of AgroGamer. For more gaming news and reviews, please check us out at agrogamer.com. If you enjoyed today's content, follow and subscribe to get notifications of our next episodes.
Technical terms of bing, bong, bang.
Well, we're very technical here at AgroGamer.
We try to. Just like the technical talk we had last time about the marketing.
Marketing, diabetic feet.
Exactly.